But he's done a Rolf Harris album covering great rock and roll. I believe we began this. Do you remember years ago on Morning Edition?
Yep.
We started
yep.
this whole covering, unusual coverings of versions of things. Anyway, he's got this CD out, which you're going to get anyway, Peter. Why have you rung?
I've rung about how to shock your friends.
Freak people out, that's good.
Yeah, a bit of a sick joke. The way to do it, though, is...
One second, because I'm on a roll here.
Right.
So we've got, he does walk on the wild side, you see, which is going to be a little cheesy. But I wondered how he was going to get around that line that says, Holly never lost her head, even when she was giving head. A line banned to this day by the BBC. So I wondered how Rolf's family entertainer was going to get around that line. So would you like to find out how he gets around it?
Yeah.
And I'll come straight back to you, but the suspense is rather good as he builds towards this. Is Rolf Harris doing, and listen how Rolf actually gets around a line, which even now is still a little off colour. So it comes up about a minute into the recording. If you know of any other instances where people bottled out on cover versions, let us know. Hang on.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, Florida. Hitchhiked the way across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs then. He was a she. She said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. He said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
I believe it's now. He also bottles out on that thing about colored girls. He doesn't do that. He just says girls in this. But there you go.
And he came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head when all around were losing theirs.
I don't know if that's the place for Kipling-esque references, is it? I don't know if Lou would have done that had he meant it. There you go, Peter.
This is, of course, the man who, when asked by Q magazine if he suggested that he could be a very, very big star if he stuck with the singing in the 60s, said, yes, I think I was going to be bigger than the Beatles. Without
no.
He didn't bat an eyelid, Sir
Good
Rolf.
For him.
When he was suggested that he was going to be bigger than the Beatles if he stuck with the singing, he said, yes, I think you're probably right.
Good for him.